about 8:30 this morning, we had a report of a structure on fire behind a house on the 1300 block of North Nordic Drive. We immediately dispatched the fire crews. We brought two engines and the ambulance, and about 15 firefighters showed up on the scene. We found a single-family structure, approximately 30 foot by 30 foot, two stories, and the fire was deeply set in the crawlspace basement of the structure when we got here. We were able to get initial attack lines, large diameter attack line off of one of the trucks to the side of the structure, and started to extinguish flames in the basement area. It seems to be where the fire started. It had extended up the walls and into the attic area. Not too much damage on the main floor, but the attic was pretty well engulfed, also on an extension. So once the second engine arrived, we were able to get water from a second source and brought a large diameter hose off of that engine and branched it off into 2-inch and 3-quarter lines, which allowed us to go inside and attack from the inside attic access to completely extinguish the flames.
So was this a home? Were people living in there?
This was formerly a home. It had power to it. There was a small amount of heat on, but the home was not occupied. It was being used for storage.
Okay.
Fortunately, we found that out right away, and that there was no danger of anyone trapped.
Okay, so there were no injuries, but it sounds like the building had a lot of damage.
Yeah, there's a significant amount of damage in the building, and I suspect that it's pretty much of a total loss. It's an older structure, probably built in the 1920s, as one of the original structures out here on North Nordic, set back into the woods, probably 150 yards from the street, an older structure that was just used for storage by the families that owned it.
Was there any threat of the fire spreading?
No. There's no structures around it. We had had an oil tank and some propane that we were a little concerned about. We were able to keep those wet and impending fire off of those. The only other damage around the area could have been to some trees. There are some power lines that run in the back of the building, high-tension power lines that run off of Wrangell Avenue over to Sandy Beach Road. But the fire was contained to the building and didn't get too much above the roof line.
Okay, are you still on the scene?
Yes, we still have two trucks on the scene. We still have water flowing, putting out some hot spots, but we're just about ready to wrap it up.
Wow, so you've been working on that for about 3 hours.
Yes, we don't want to take the chance of a building like this having a second call on it because of a rekindling. And so we want to make sure that all the hot spots are out. But we're just about ready to pick up and head back to the hall and everybody's respective jobs.